Now, members of the Forsa trade union working in clerical and administrative roles in the health service executive have voted for industrial action. It follows a decision by the HSE last month to halt all recruitment of clerical and administrative staff. We're joined now by Ashley Connolly, who is Forsa's National Secretary for Health and Welfare. Good morning. Can you just tell us why exactly have your members voted for industrial action?
Morning, David. Well, our members have voted for industrial action after a prolonged process of engagement with their employer. And this has been in relation to the over-reliance on agency workers, the extended and excessive use of private external consultants. And the final blow for them was when their employer put a recruitment pause in place, which means no positions can be filled in clerical admin or managerial grades without the sanction of a national director. These are the only group and category in the HSC that has been subject to this unilateral decision. No other grade or category.
All right.
And they are...
What exactly is the effect of this industrial action going to have on the public?
Well, we give fair consideration and our elected executive give fair considerations to the options available to us. So our members are very clear. They want to have a limited impact at this stage on service users or on patients. So the decision they have taken is to commence a work to rule, which will have an impact on the corporate levels within the HSC and the Section 38. This was something they thought about, and if they've decided at the commencement of this industrial action, they will limit the impact on service users and patients.
When you say limited impact, does that mean no impact on the public?
It means limited. So in the places where the employer chooses not to fill a vacant post, we will be instructing our members not to carry out the duties attached to that post. So that may have a delay in, let's say, if it is in the appointment section or in the admission section, it may mean a delay in members of the public receiving their letters of appointment. But we're hoping to avoid that, and we've taken this decision quite carefully.
And what reason was given for this embargo on new hires in this area?
Well, that's a very interesting question. The reason is that the HSE is concerned in relation to its budget situation, and also they believe they've met their targets at this stage for recruitment of clerical admin halfway through the year. But what we are very clear in our response to the HSE, use of agency workers and the excessive use of private external consultants is 3 to 4 times more expensive. This is where they need to address. They need to engage with Forsa to find solutions, but rushing to the private market is only having a negative impact on their budgetary overruns. It is not how to address the issue by impacting on those that provide a crucial and a vital services. The clerical admin working in the health services are always scapegoated. They're too easy of a target, and they are fed up and angry at their employer for yet again solely targeting them.
All right, Ashley Connolly of the trade union Forsa, thanks very much for joining us. It's worth pointing out the HSE says that it is available to engage on this and use the industrial relations mechanisms to try to sort it out. So the time is now 7:45.